Halloween is coming up this week, which brings up the topic of fear. Common fears include coulrophobia, the fear of clowns, which has been exploited in several horror movies. Other fears like tourophobia, the fear of cheese, wins very little sympathy from people. Most cultures have some holiday or tradition where scaring total strangers is sanctioned. Around here, that's Halloween, which is supposed to be scary. In cities where omnipresent streetlights eliminate the fear of darkness factor, the sky plays a negligible role. But in rural regions, the moon greatly changes the game from year to year. And 2018 is serving up a very scary Halloween. First of all, the moon will be totally absent, so it'll be maximally dark. The moon's absence is important because fear of darkness is a primal phobia, even if it's supposedly topped nowadays by the fear of spiders. In any case, in most places, the trees are now barren, the greenery is gone, and it was in this disconcerting natural setting that Halloween was created, as pagan festivals merged with the Christian feast of All Hallows Day, in which we were supposed to remember the dead. Remembering the dead was already sort of depressing, and yet instead of holding it at a cheerful time of year, like during summer beach parties, its date is sadistically set for when we have to deal with midterms and dead roses and buying winter fuel and things like that. So on top of all that, this year the moon will be absent before midnight. So that's scare factor one. Scare factor two is Mars. At 8 p.m., the typical peak of festivities, Mars is the brightest star in the whole sky and prominently due south on the meridian. Its distinct reddish color has always conjured images of fire and blood. If you then let each sporadic meteor remind you of the historic big ones that delivered mass extinctions, you'll find plenty in the sky to fear, which is perfect, because you'll be in sync with Halloween. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.